Good day. This is Alex from Quantum Clarity Hypnosis. And today I would like to share with you last case that I worked on, last session. And I think there is a lot of wisdom that you can use in your own life and some practices that higher self recommended for the person. So, let's dive in. And remember that what I share with you are real sessions with real people, real transformations. People contact me after a few months and they share how everything changed internally, externally. They are amazed. And also, remember that this is not medical advice. I am not diagnosing anything. I am sharing what we observe in deep trance work, regression, trauma release, and spiritual healing. The goal is to give you practical tools you can try and maybe help you recognize your own patterns, because they are repeating. I did over 1,000 sessions and I see repeating patterns, no matter who the person is. The same challenges, lessons, and experiences repeat. So let me tell you what happened in the session, because it hits so many people. So the client came exhausted. She was a high school teacher in her 40s from Canada, and she was not lazy, not weak. She's a strong woman, but burned out completely. Like, she was collapsing and feeling she cannot do it anymore, especially after awakening, spiritual awakening, where she started to have different clairaudience and clairvision. She started to be more sensitive. She started to be more empathic, more loving. So she was feeling also a heavy chest, anxiety. She couldn't sleep deeply. And she felt there is no love in her family. She wants to give love, but there is no love back. And also she felt that she's alone in this new adventure of spirituality. So this is the key point. The body does not lie. It speaks in sensations first. If you have any sensation that just appeared and is at the beginning little gentle and then stronger and stronger, yes, it can be biochemical, it can be caused by lifestyle. But very often it's from mental, emotional, energetic, and spiritual reasons. And most people overlook those root causes. So on this podcast, I am sharing what we discovered as root causes, so it will be helpful for you. So, in this case, when we started the practical part where she entered into deep trance, it was so quick. Like, this was the record-breaking speed, how quickly the person dropped into contact with her ancestors that passed. Usually my induction is about 10-15 minutes. And in her case, it was 3 minutes. In 3 minutes, where she was floating on the small lake in the nature, it's part of my induction, she suddenly told me, oh, my father is here. He was murdered. And my grandfather is here. He passed away. And they are helping me. They are supporting me here. They tell me, you are not alone. We are here. And of course, the person was very anxious, and she actually was believing that she cannot go into deep trance. She cannot be, you know, connecting. But these thoughts, these doubts about abilities or what you experience spiritually, these are the programs in the mind. These are trauma response. This is trauma fallout, false beliefs and suppressed emotions, as you can see it later. So, here's a scene that she saw when she was supported by her, also grandma appeared by her ancestors. She went to a scene from childhood. She was sitting as a 5 years old girl at the kitchen table waiting for food. And she was in anxiety because the mother was very chaotic, neurotic. And she never knew if she will be in a good mood or bad mood. And the child, I asked her how she feels in this moment. She said anxious, tight, but also there is no love. She said there is no love. And this, when you are a child until about age 7, everything that is happening to you, around you, whatever people say, you absorb it as a sponge and it goes directly into your subconscious and it starts to program your subconscious, your reactions later in life. So in her case, this belief, there is no love, became a program, a subconscious program. And how this manifested in her life? Her whole life, she was overgiving. She was pleasing, people pleasing, chasing approval and fear of conflict. Because there, she had this program running that I need to earn love. I need to work very hard. I need to make people love me. And you can see that a lot of people have this program because they had difficult parents or parents that didn't show love, were emotionally unavailable. A lot of people have this program running. So such people through whole life are still trying to win love from a parent or from people who really cannot give it because they had their own parents program them negatively. So with the spiritual work that we do as healers, we are removing these patterns from people. They were repeated for centuries, as you can see in this case. Okay, so then after we released these programs with the help of higher self, it's just energy. Any program, any suppressed emotion is just energy. And I ask yourself to come and just pull it out or transform it. And the client is describing how she feels or he, how does it look like. And they feel lighter, they feel empowered, they feel expansive, they feel free, peaceful. And calm after every layer being removed. After removal of every layer, after transformation of negative energies into high vibration, they feel different. But as you can see, there are a lot of layers. So we remove one layer, and there is the higher self took her to another negative energy that she was holding in her system that was blocking her from full potential, from feeling happy and accomplished and satisfied with life. So next scene, we went to a past life where she saw herself as a poor and powerless woman in her 20s in the medieval ages. The year was about 1400. And the prince from local castle fell in love with her, but what happened is that he said after a while that they cannot be together, so he just let her go. So what she felt in this moment, she was in this moment where he told her we cannot be together. It was a feeling of powerlessness, lack, and abandonment in her chest. We, in this session, in this case, we saw a lot of layers in the chest area around the heart, layer after layer stacked on each other from many root causes, many situations. So we released also this false program that she is abandoned, that she doesn't have power, because it still affected her right here, right now, in this life. So no matter if you believe in past lives or not, this is what I discovered. And not only me, but many other authors like Brian Weiss, Dolores Cannon, Michael Newton, to name a few. They were just following the evidence, and the evidence is clear. So we released it. She saw this life from another perspective, that this, she doesn't have to hold it anymore, these powerlessness, lack, and abandonment energies, or patterns, or beliefs. And it was in her chest, so she felt more expanded, more lighter in the chest, but it was not the end. That's why my sessions are 4 hours long, because there is a lot of layers that people have, and to really help people, and this 4 hours is enough to do everything they need at this time. This 4-hour session is divided in two halves, 2 hours, 1 or 2 days pause for integration, allowing the system to recalibrate, and then another 2 hours. And this is just example how I work. Then, after we release this and we close the scene, let it fade away, it doesn't exist anymore, doesn't affect you anymore. The higher self make her aware that there are on her back, she was lying under her back, and she started to see, to feel that there is like a, somebody is trying to like a, make a hole in my back, like somebody is drilling in my back right now. Very strange sensation that she felt first time in her life, but I just follow what higher self is making her aware. And what we discovered is that there are two souls, two children, boy and a girl, in the back, trying to do, make aware, make themselves visible, make themselves perceivable for by her. And when we started investigating who are those, Why are they there? She started to understand that these are the children that she aborted, and she had a great guilt about it. And she said, "I'm sorry, and I didn't know any better. I didn't have other options at the time. And I asked angels to come and help these children with healing them, bringing them light, filling them with the light, removing any low vibrations from the children, because the boy wanted to hurt her, wanted to actually like a revenge. And after forgiveness, and the children were very eager to go home to the light. So I asked the angels to take them to the light, to continue on their journey. They don't have to be stuck and imprisoned in this and her system. So this guilt is very low vibrational energy. And if you see it on this planet, this guilt is everywhere, starting from your parents creating guilt in you as a child, then in the school, guilt is like a weapon, how to control children. And then religion, of course, a religion is loaded with guilt-like teachings. So, for example, in Christianity, we have this guilt tripping that, oh, Jesus died for your sins, and what do you do? So this is like very low vibrational energy, and it's toxic. Instead of feeling guilt about what Jesus did, we should feel grateful. We should feel that we want to be like him, that we want to love like him, everybody. Love God, love every living being. And appreciate what he did for the humanity. Appreciation, acceptance, willingness to follow in his footsteps. It's a higher, much higher vibration, religious approach to the same event. Okay, so there were layers of guilt and shame in her chest, like a heavy stone. She actually saw it as a heavy stone on her chest in this deep trance. So we released this from this abortion, and there was a big obstacle, because she actually needed to forgive herself. It's difficult for people to forgive others, but to forgive themselves for the non-optimal choices they did in the past is the most difficult. So in this case, I asked angels to come and bring her light, bring her love, and give her awareness that she is loved and that she didn't know any better at the time. She did best what she could. And with the help of the angels and the energy of divine love that she was feeling, she was able to forgive herself and let it go. So another layer, this stone was taken off. A lot of people are punishing themselves because of the shame and guilt. And until they become aware that they are punishing themselves unnecessarily, it's completely unnecessary, they cannot forgive themselves. It's opposite. So this is how dark forces work on people. putting all these blockages, self-limiting, self-blocking beliefs that I need to punish myself for what I did. But this is trick of the darkness, really, to keep you stuck. And sometimes we need assistance of another person in deep trance to see it, that I have this program running, because it's very deep, very well hidden. And you just have, you can go for the whole life being stuck by this program. Very important to release it. So self-forgiveness, I see it all the time, that this self-forgiveness and forgiveness to others is not a nice idea. It's actually a spiritual technology. It's actually a treatment, a spiritual treatment. It's very important, very powerful. And if you cannot forgive others or you cannot forgive yourself, there is a juice, there is a payoff that you have, this small satisfaction, pleasure of not doing so. Until you are willing to let go of this payoff and juice, that is like nothing really. It's irrelevant. So until you are willing to let it go, this juice, nobody can help you really. You cannot heal, you cannot move forward. So sometimes in the sessions, it's not often, but sometimes in the sessions I discover with a person that they are not really willing to let go of this juice. Let's say somebody is angry and wants revenge. They want to be right. This is ego game, false ego trip. I want to be right, no matter what. Even if I am killing myself and poisoning myself with this anger, I feel right. I feel righteous. And this is a trap. Actually, you need to let go of this desire to be right. It's a big trap. And just accept what is and surrender to God's source. Surrender to love. And this is healing. This is how you raise your vibration, how you free yourself from all these heavy energies. This is what I see every day, how people are freeing themselves by forgiveness to others and to themselves. All right, so to give you some practical techniques that you can try right now, I just covered like 3 points, and there was like 50 points to cover. Of course, I cannot make it so long. So I give you some practical things that higher self told her. At the end of the session, we actually speak with the higher self, total soul, that the client is part of as human. And this all-knowing, loving, kind, and wise higher self always gives some homework, some tools and advice how to navigate the life afterwards, how to support the healing, how to become the full potential, how to become the higher self while incarnated as human. So, Golden Protection Pyramid is a method that we use. It's very powerful, very easy to do. Whenever you feel that somebody is thinking about you in a negative way, or you feel some strange things happening, like bad luck, you feel like bad energies in your home, and also as a routine protection every day, even if you don't feel those things, but as a protection, like you take an umbrella when it's raining. It's raining all the time in negativity on this planet. So it's good to have umbrella to avoid being wet in negativity. So imagine a beautiful golden pyramid of light that is in all direction around you, even under you. It's important that it is all around you and you are within this pyramid of light. Just close your eyes now and imagine that you are in this beautiful, shimmering, glowing pyramid of golden light from the source, from God. And it's very hard, and whatever is coming your way that is not of high vibration, whatever is negative, anti-life, it bounces off. Bounces off and goes to the light, never to return. Usually such pyramid lasts for 12 hours, so you can do it in the mornings, in the evenings, you can put it around your car, you can put it around your home. Don't let your mind limit you. You can put this pyramid around the whole house every day, around your loved ones. And it works. I see it in my life, and people report to me that it works in their life. Dolores Cannon also reported that it worked for her. And when you are in this pyramid, feel that you are loved. Feel that you are protected, that you are worthy of love. You are worthy of being protected by angels, by the beings of light, because you are. This is truth. Never in my sessions we found that somebody was not worthy. Everybody is worthy of love. Everybody is worthy of protection. But you need to ask for it. You need to do it. All right, so so the big takeaway from this session was the client didn't need more motivation. She was very motivated, strong-willed. She needed repair, like she needed rest. Higher self told her, you need to rest. You need to be still. Don't try harder. Sleep at least 9 hours to recuperate every day. This is like prescription. Treat the sleep as prescription of healing. If any part of this episode resonated with you, you felt it strongly, that's your system asking for help. If you want to talk with me about your issues, how I can help you, you can book a free half-hour consultation with me on my website. We will talk what is going on with you, and I will tell you honestly if my work can help you. No pressure, just clarity. And remember, you are not broken. You are just carrying too much. And these energies are not even yours. You just absorbed it from other people, from the environment, and you just can put it down, let it go. And you will feel much lighter and happier in your life. So I hope it was helpful. And until the next time, next episode, take care. Bye-bye. And Happy New Year.